Hello.
Welcome back to Guilty Pleasures and Shameless Treasures. I'm your host, Courtney Farron.
Guilty Treasure. Guilty Treasures and Shameless
Pleasure.
Kinky.
Okay, so we're talking about, pop culture updates, what we're obsessed with this week.
Yeah, well, pop culture, yeah.
You might Maybe. Not be obsessed with pop culture.
No, but, like, is it as pop culture as we think are things?
No, Maybe. It's very niche, I think, but...
Yeah, just updates.
Yeah. So
In
what
our are, popular culture.
So what are you obsessed with this week?
So there's, like, this... Actually, I haven't really delved that deep into it whatsoever, but there's this artist that I like.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Jada Kingdom.
Cool.
And then there's this other artist, and so Jada is from, she's Jamaican, and so then there's this other artist. You know what, I don't know that much about it, so I hope I'm not wrong, but I'm like 99% sure. This other artist, her name's Steph London.
Okay.
And so they're both, like, dance hall, like, female artists. And, they're in a feud.
Oh.
And yeah, I've just been watching on YouTube.
What's
like
the feud
people,
about?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay.
I'm trying to find... Sometimes it's hard to find the root
yeah,
of the feud.
I notice that.
Because the internet's so deep in the midst of the feud that you don't get to see where it started. So
yeah.
I didn't dig that deep, like I said, but I definitely... I just listen to the songs like Jada Kingdom. Like, I fucking love her style. Like, she's like... a super cool artist.
So what she's saying in her, like, feud songs?
It's like, like, something like, your hole could fit the Bridge of London. And, like, your nephew's a pedophile or some shit. I don't know. Like weird. They do disses to each other, right? And then one of the lyrics, I think, Jada Kingdom, she said, she's like, when you come, basically in like more English, she's like, when you come to Jamaica, you get passed around. Oh. I mean, you know, they just like do all the insults to each other that are socially torturous, you know?
Right.
Like saying like you're a slut, like your pussy's loose. You know, basically you're just, yeah. So like a lot of different
but
things.
But females.
Two females going against each other. But I just really like, I've always been a fan of Jada because she's got like this, like, she's got like a really soft voice. Like she's like, she like almost whispers her music.
Yeah.
And very good melodies. Like she hooked me like from a long, her first song was, I think it's like the, well, I think it's like, I Want My Fruit or something. I Want My Fruit. The banana.
I feel like I've heard that song.
I've showed it to you. It's like whenever, but anyway, she's just a badass bitch, and I
cool.
think it's really cool. You know, as someone who like tries to do vocals, and it's different as like a white guy vocalist from my personal experience. And I don't know. I'm not gonna say that it's easier for some people, but. They go in the studio and they record these songs like fucking like in one day, you know? And they get a good take. They get their lyrics down. Like it's feud. It's like day by day.
Yeah.
You know? So they're like, oh, the song came out. The next day, her song needs to come out. You know? And I think it's really cool. And there's been a lot of that in a lot of different cultures, I think. And I followed them in Jamaican culture, like Vybz Kartel and... Bounty Killer or Vybz Kartel and like Ninja Man. Well, I don't think Ninja Man really had any rebuttal. That was just at one of their shows. They do clashes in Jamaica, right?
Oh.
So they have these shows. So there's
okay.
a big show. It's a clash. So they go up
Is
and
it
then,
like a rap battle?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But I think it gets a bit more intense sometimes.
Mm.
And like the fans are real serious. And there has been... some murders.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what I was
pretty
ask.
Sure one of them, his name was maybe Boggle, and he got murdered, and they were in a clash, two artists, and he, and you know, who knows, Biggie and fucking what's his
Tupac.
Name there too. So Biggie and Tupac. Like, who knows what happened there? Maybe, maybe not. You never know. Maybe it was the conspiracy people think it is. But in Jamaica, they have these big shows, and it's the Clash. So, and they might not have it anymore. I don't follow as much of the music culture there anymore, so I don't know for sure. But they used to have them, and like two of the biggest artists go up, and they clash against each other. But there was one with like Vybz Kartel and Ninja Man, and then one of them punched the other guy, and like,
oh my god,
you know, it wasn't. They get bad press when they actually overreact. Or serious things happen. So that's kind of what I've been into.
Are these females, like, are they doing a clash?
Not, like, live clash, but they're doing it, like, through releases, right?
Okay.
So, but it's cool. I don't really know what it's about, but I just like music, man. I don't even care about the lyrics. I like the melodies, yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And it just shows up on my Instagram, so it's basically what... It's been fed to me.
Yeah. What else are you obsessed with?
Right now I'm obsessed with mixing things. Oh, yeah. I saw this. Yeah, it was this really funny post today. It's like it was a TikTok. And it was like, so I'm watching a lot of like mixing things, like recording mixing.
Right. So if you're recording music and you want to mix your own songs.
And mix your music. So I listen to that stuff and... Yeah, it was just a funny TikTok video. It was like a girl was like, men, if you want girls to listen to you, and then it just like goes to like a guy in the studio. He's like, no, I don't care. So when you're using this thing, it was like a funny, like it was a really funny presentation of the mixing, you know?
Cool.
It was just like, whereas, you know, normally it's just like, they're like, okay, when you're using this program or this plugin or, you know, this thing. So I really like that.
Do you want girls to listen to you?
What?
Do you want girls to listen to you?
No, this had nothing to do with that. This was like a post of a girl. It was like a post, like as if a girl was like, man, if you want to get a girl to fucking listen to you when you talk, like when you approach them. Like, like pick up things. And then he was just like, no, I don't care about that. I just care about music, you know?
Aww,
it was just cool.
That's
it was
nice.
Just like funny. It was just, yeah, it's a different perspective. And then the other things that, you know, are in my popular world, my dog. I just like him.
That's a forever obsession.
So that's about it. How about you?
Well, I'd say my obsessions are, like, in three, always sort of, like, in three strains. So, one is, like, natural health and wellness, usually. So, like, I'm really obsessed with, like, making, like, homemade things and, like, homemade teas and homemade face things and just anything I can do to, like, make myself feel better and like less anxious and like healthier. So there's that strain, and then there's like the fashion and beauty strain, and like then there's like the pop culture strain. So I would say this week I'm really obsessed, and you're the one that showed it to me actually, is the flaxseed face mask.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it now I've done it for 2 days straight, and you've done it since today. How do you feel about your skin?
Well, I feel very depressed about my skin.
I know.
My skin is very bad. Has it made a difference in the last, like, 3 hours ago when I took it off? No, I don't know.
Does your skin feel good, though, since you took it off?
I'm not going to touch it or else it...
Right, but does it feel good? Like, even if you don't touch it, like, does it feel refreshed?
Yeah.
Mine too.
Definitely. I think it's good.
So I'm really obsessed with that. And then other things. So this is not a sponsored post, but if they want to sponsor us, shout out to Athletic Greens. Because we decided to order Athletic Greens because we sort of have like a vitamin issue in this house where we're just trying to constantly like keep up with what vitamins we feel like we need to take and like different protein powders and like all these different supplements. And so I looked into Athletic Greens and like I went on Reddit and looked at all the actual real reviews that aren't paid, and it's Athletic Greens seems to have everything in it that we need, so we won't need to necessarily take any other vitamin once we have it. So stay tuned to next week. I'll let you know. It just shipped. I haven't gotten it yet, how we're feeling, but that's kind of what I was into as far as that goes. And
yeah, for sure. I mean, there's just so many things that we're into. No, I'm just joking. Not at all. We're pretty boring. Mm. But I just do music and I write stuff, and Courtney just podcasts and she writes stuff.
Not as much as I should.
But she cooks food for me.
Like, I'm really into cooking lasagnas right now.
And she made me a PB&J the other day. But like open face sandwich. Like, I think I'm going to call like whoever's in charge of Michelin. Nah, it's just like normal shit, you know. Just trying to get through the winter months and post-Christmas
blues.
I was going to say boredom, but no, I wasn't going to say boredom. I was going to say poredom.
That's for sure.
But, you know.
And then I'm also into this new Mob Wife. They're saying that
clean... Oh, yeah, we looked at Mob Wife.
Yeah, so clean girl aesthetic is out. Mob Wife aesthetic is out. Or is in. So, and then it's interesting because I was looking at some astrology stuff today. Neptune is sort of the fashion planet, if you will, as well as Venus. But Neptune is also, and it's like the dreamy planet. And so the last time Neptune was in Sagittarius was when the Mob Wife style was in, not being called that, of course. That's like our grandmothers that wore that, basically. Like an elder millennial's grandmother sort of dressed like that. And so that is back in, and I'm loving it. The gold change. It's like Janice from Friends vibes. Like the Italian-ness, the hair higher than Jesus. The gold, the furs, the leopard, the leather boots, the all black, the red nail, the red lip. I love it. I think it's fun. I'm ready. I was actually last December when Retro Gusto opened up, when we were, you know, we went there last
December. So you're saying you're ahead.
I felt that vibe last December. When Retro Gusto opened up, and I was going, and I was like, oh, it's like an old school New Jersey vibe. I want to dress like that. And that's kind of like when I started. So I feel like I've always kind of, more I guess I dress like a country singer.
Yeah.
I guess I would say.
Oh.
And someone's actually asked recently if I am a country singer, which is very interesting.
Yeah, I sold my guitar and brought it to the guy to try it out at his house. And he's like, is your wife a country singer?
I love that. That's my best compliment I've ever gotten.
So what the fuck are you talking about? You don't know me. But then I called my wife on the way home and I said, guess what?
I was so happy.
No, no, he didn't even say that. He said, because she's really beautiful.
Really?
That's what he said, yeah.
Really?
Aww. He said, is your wife a country singer? Because she's really beautiful. He was a really sweet guy.
Aww.
That was nice. So, yeah, and then the other thing... you know, just doing, practicing vocals. I've been thinking about, it'd be cool because I'm starting to record. So I'll do my vocal exercises every day for singing. And then when I do my singing, I'm taking notes to record where I'm at and how I feel, like different sensations or
I love that,
different experiences that I'm feeling during the practice, right? And then so through every practices I'm going to record that, and then eventually I think it'd be really cool to do kind of I'm sure it's probably already been done, but a mindfulness, using your voice with mindfulness, because when you go and you start training your voice, and I'm learning, I've been singing for almost basically 20 years now. And wow, I've never a good singer. I have a horrible voice.
No, you don't.
I have a shit fucking voice. It's really frustrating, guys. It's very difficult. when you just want to sing and have a good voice. But lately, I just started, I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start going on YouTube and doing the vocal exercises as many times a week as I can. And I probably, you know, I started this like maybe like 2 months ago. I've probably only done it 10 times so far. But lately, I've been doing it more consistently. All that to say, throughout the process, you learn there's a lot of intricacies when you're trying to get a good voice. And it takes a lot of focus. It takes a lot of practice. It reminds me a lot of when I would do Muay Thai. And you really have to focus on how you're where you're moving your arms, where you're moving your legs, how you're positioning your shoulders, your hips, your knees, you know, everything. So it's the same with the vocal practice. And it's really cool when you sing, you can feel where you're placing your voice and where the air is coming out and how the air is coming out and where the power and the strength is coming from. And I think it's a really cool way to just be mindful, to practice mindfulness and just a bit of time with yourself, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're really just going, you're feeling where your voice, you're feeling, it's all about feeling the sensation. For me, maybe because I've been doing mindfulness and meditation for a while. And so that's how I practice, and I've always practiced that. But before I started taking or listening to lessons online, you know, I would feel it. I was like, okay, it sounds like it sounds better there. But then I started listening to the structure of the craft. And they're like, yeah, you want to create a tone. You want to make sure you have enough power to have consistent strength on all your notes and this and that. So I was thinking that would be cool.
That is so interesting. And like,
and you don't need to be a good singer. But it doesn't matter because I'm not exactly
to
like biologically
project noise.
Well, everything's a fucking everything's a vibration, right? String theory, all about vibrations, right? So it's all about vibrations.
I'm breaking out good vibration.
Great song. You know, that song itself.
You like it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I love it.
Well, I love old music.
Me too. But I didn't know if you liked it.
Oh no, I love all.
You like the Beach Boys?
Love the Beach Boys.
Really?
Well, yeah, I love all music.
I didn't know. I know because you hate the Eagles.
I don't hate the Eagles. No, you can't hate the Eagles because the Eagles are very incredible musicians. Yeah, and you can't like even the Eagles versus the Beach Boys. I mean, the Eagles are very, very well, very good at their craft.
Hotel California is an interesting song, if we're really thinking about it. You know,
it's a very interesting song. It's like psychedelic almost.
It is. Well, it is.
I fucking hate it because basically
it's like a haunted song.
When I was 13, I had my guitar lessons and we did like a classical version of it.
Oh, that's
and
so
then
cool.
Every fucking like event or party or whatever, my mom would say, play Hotel California.
Can you play it right now for us?
On a dark desert highway. Cool wind in my hair.
This is a singing podcast now, guys.
So, nobody was on the guitar.
Well, I'm really happy.
Alrighty,
for you.
So Hannah's Bishop.
Oh,
Boyd.
Des Bishop. So that's what we're. Okay, wait.
A thing on mindfulness, which was fucking hilarious.
Oh my God.
I love that.
That was so funny. That was hilarious. Guys,
dude, he's
go
fucking
watch,
great.
Go watch Des Bishop's. Okay, so here's this. Okay, so one of my third obsession this week is, I have to say, Summer House. I've been watching it like a fiend. But Hannah, that used to be on Summer House, her husband, Des Bishop, had a stand-up special come out on YouTube, and it was phenomenal. It was
so good.
The hardest I've laughed in a very long time, and it was very well-rounded. Like, he had, like, jokes about being a straight white guy. He had jokes about sex. He had jokes about other cultures. Like, it was really well-rounded, and he's just, like, he's so, what's the word? Like, lack of ego, you know?
He, you know, he really, I feel like, crafted that performance.
Yeah.
And it came out natural and not noticeably crafted. And
he was yelling at it.
The yelling was just so funny. So good when it's not usually, but it's funny because he came up and I was like, is this guy from Boston? You know?
He's an Irish Bronx, Irish New Yorker.
I was like, this guy's definitely got that vibe, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was so fucking good.
And he's been through a lot. Like, his mom died, and then he moved back to Dublin to, like, make it big, and he got cancer. And he, like, but he made jokes out of all of those things.
Yes, he did make jokes out of all of those things. And, like, yeah.
His one ball.
Yeah. And now, like, I mean, the guy learned Mandarin, like...
He knows Mandarin perfectly, and he, like, I want to watch, because he mentions his other YouTubes where he moves to China to, like, learn that language and, like, do whatever he was doing and worked in restaurants, and he has, like, a three-parter on it, apparently, on YouTube, and, like, I'm interested in watching it now.
I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Very, very funny guy. Well done. I'm a big fan of comedy. And
me too.
It's really its own fucking craft. Like, it's so artistic, it's so real. I'm obsessed with comedians. I think they're some of the most relatable human beings. Like, they're the people I'd want to be friends with the most.
And he was portrayed...
But not all of them, because they're not all really good at all. Like,
no, and it's about ego for me. Like, some of them... And he said it, you know, like, some of them want to hear their own voice. And it's like, if you let go of that ego, that's when you can be truly funny. You know?
Yeah, very, very good. Recommended.
Much recommended.
Let's eat dinner.
I'm hungry. Okay, good bye night. Guys. See you next week.